Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me because I want to continue right on where I left off on yesterday's broadcast, and we were looking at the book of Joel, the second chapter. And what I see in these passages is a beautiful picture of God's restoration, not only to natural Israel, but to His people that are alive in this hour. I see God building His church. He is doing a work within the hearts of His people in the second chapter and in the 13th verse. This is a very important thing what the Lord is saying. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. God does not want to willingly afflict the sons of men, but He will bring judgment out of His great love to bring His people back to Him. We see that recorded all the way through the Word of God. But what God is doing in this day, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. He is drawing us ever closer. And in verse 21, I'm just going to read a few verses. Fear not, O Lamb, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He hath given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Speaking of the blessings of God. Verse 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. Beloved, can you relate to that? Have you felt that so many years of your life have been wasted by the caterpillar and the palmer worm, the things that have just eaten away your joy and your progress and your satisfaction in God? Yes, we've all made mistakes. We all fall short of the glory of God, but God's grace is sufficient, and He keeps calling us back. Some of you listening right now, you've gotten far away. You've gotten far afield, and the Lord is saying, come back, come back. I love you. And if you will rend your heart, if you will surrender to me, verse 20 says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, because He hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Is that what you'd like, beloved? Do you want to be able to say, oh, the Lord has been so good to me? In verse 27, you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. He's in the midst of His church, beloved. And I am the Lord your God and none else. There's no other help outside of the Lord. When my spirit is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, and my people shall never be ashamed. And this is what I want you to hear, beloved, after this restoration. And I believe that's occurring in our personal lives in a way we've not experienced. For those of you who are seeking God, there's an acceleration and an excitement. Is it not building in your spirit? I sense it's happening in mine. And then in verse 28, it says, and it shall come to pass after this restoration, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days I will pour out my spirit. And then it goes on, that speaks about the coming of the Lord, wonders in the heaven and the earth, blood, fire, pillars of smoke, sun turned to darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and terrible day of the Lord come. So, beloved, before this all wraps up, we are going to come into a place of maturity. I began this week sharing about To everything there is a time and a season, to every purpose under heaven, not only in our own personal lives, but my goodness, God's dealing with man. And beloved, a new day is dawning. A dawning of God doing something new has always gone hand in hand with the dawning of a new experience, a new outpouring. This is the hour for the manifestation of God's power in your life in a new measure. And it's the hour in which the revelation of Christ shall abound in the hearts of those who know him. Everything has its appointed time. Isn't that what Ecclesiastes says? No matter how much man resists it, God never allows anything to interfere with his divine plan and purposes. And beloved, we look around us at the chaos, the confusion, the wickedness, the violence in the world. But beloved, it might seem things are out of control, but beloved, let me assure you, God has everything very much in control. And the Holy, Blessed Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, who's been coexistent and preexistent with God the Father and God the Son before the foundation of the world, was as much filled with power, with grace, and with authority in the days when Jesus walked and talked with men as he is today. But, beloved, there was, in the fullness of time, God's appointed season. He did not descend with his quickening, energizing power and occupy his place in the hearts of the redeemed until the day of Pentecost was fully come. That's what it says. You know, as we read that first chapter of Acts, it talks about what the Lord was saying. He said, wait for the promise of the Father, which you've heard of me. And of course, the disciples, they, you know, is it time, Lord? Are you going to establish the kingdom of Israel? And he said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. But in he says, you wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. And it says in chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And beloved, there is a time in God's dispensation, and we get little glimpses of it. We get foreshadowings. As we study the Word, we see that in the fullness of time, Jesus was born of a virgin. Was it an accident? No. God had it all planned. He had his perfect timing. As for God, his way is perfect. So I can assure you, beloved, he has everything planned for your life, and he's got everything planned according to his schedule, his season, for how this is all going to wrap up. We may not understand it fully. We might get little glimpses here and there, but let me assure you, God knows what he's doing. That was the day which was appointed, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon those early disciples. That was the fulfilling of the time which had been prominent in the plans and purposes of God from the beginning. The scripture says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, beloved, I believe that all which has transpired since that great day has been preparing the redeemed. In every age, through the centuries, the Holy Spirit has been working and waiting patiently. You know, they talk historically about the Dark Ages. Well, that may have been true in terms of the history of man, but God was not asleep. There were those believers in every age, in every time, in every season, who loved God, who sought God. The Holy Spirit was working and waiting patiently, praise God, for the dispensation of the fullness of times, in which God will bring to pass all that he has declared, which we know is prophecy. And historically and spiritually, we shall see the Lord move in these last days as no other time. I believe that. That's why I shared Joel. Because when the fullness of time will come, then there will be signs and wonders. There, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Be encouraged. Your children, the younger generation, are going to be empowered. The older generation is going to be empowered. I've often said they're the real signs and wonders. Instead of sitting in a rocking chair, they're out there preaching the gospel and letting the glory of the Lord be manifest. You know, each day has its day. Each successive age has its day. I mean, think about it. What does a day consist of? There's morning and evening, sunrise and sunset. And over the plans of God, a light of revelation has dawned upon the souls of men, and prophets ordained of God himself have gone out to declare the truth. Thus saith the Lord, and the purposes of God have been fulfilled and ministry consummated as far as that day or age was concerned. But the long shadows of evening began to gather, and the voices which had been clarion and loud have then become stilled. And the ministries which had been mightily used of the Lord were blessed with the sanctity of a beautiful rest. I mean, in the fullness of time, the Reformation came, where God was restoring the principle of the just shall live by faith and the importance of the Word of God for every man. Beloved, God has his time and plans, and we're at the brink of a glorious and beautiful season. You know, we're to wait quietly until the revelation of another daybreak, if you will. The Holy Spirit is bringing it to the hearts of men, sweet and beautiful truths that have come from the heart of our Heavenly Father, and his interest is in the children of men. We have to understand it's never been the product of a human mind. And the fact that certain dispensations, the curtain closes, that doesn't mean that what went before was unholy or out of place, but it was God's time. Perhaps, you know, its ministry might have been a ministry of preparation for greater things which were to come. Thus, our Lord has builded through time, through the years, through the ages, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, always progressing forward, always leading his people higher and higher, out of themselves, out of their flesh, into the glorious realms of the Spirit, where the Father's purposes, plans, and will are made clearer and clearer. There's always been an upward journey out of this evil present world into a place of oneness with God, where it's possible for us to apprehend those things which pertain to heaven and to the Lord and to eternal life. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to join me at the same time. And if you have prayer needs, know that it's one of the joys of my life to minister in prayer for the needs of those who write in, my UCM partners, and some of you listening, never written. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, he has a purpose. I urge you earnestly to obey him, and you'll discover why. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,